Welcome to Thinking Aloud. I'm Dave Wager, your host here in the studios at Silver Birch Ranch on the campus of the Nicolay Bible Institute. 1 Samuel chapter 2, verses 29 to 30 says, "Why then do you scorn my sacrifices and my offerings that I commanded for my dwelling, and honor your sons above me by fattening yourselves on the choicest parts of every offering of my people Israel? Therefore, the Lord, the God of Israel, declares, I promised that your house and the house of your father should go in and out before me forever. But now the Lord declares, far be it from me, for those who honor me I will honor, and those who despise me shall be lightly esteemed." Some promises by necessity are conditional and need to remain so to promote accountability. Other promises can and should be kept regardless of the conditions. Those that are conditional are so due to stated or understood conditions. The scripture are full of conditional promises, promises such as, if we seek God, we'll find God. It's evident that if we don't seek God, which is our choice, we do not find God. And since God will never leave us when we're apart from Him, it is we who have done the leaving. It's important to put Scripture into context and understand what's being said. There are many promises that God gives to us, but those promises have conditions attached to them. If Eli's family would continue to serve God as God intended them to, then they could have remained as priests as a family for many years. But because they chose to use people rather than love people, to use God and their position rather than love God, and use their position to point people to God, God withdrew His blessing from them. See, promises aren't there so that we can abuse the promiser. Promises are given, and we need to be responsible with what's been given to us. I can promise you some money if you do a certain labor at my house. So you come and do what we agreed to do, and I will give you the money that I promised you. However, if you don't perform the task, then I don't give you the money. You might come back to me and say, well, you promised to give me that money. Well, I did if you completed the task, but you didn't complete the task. We need to be responsible with the promises that God has given to us and enjoy the fact that once He's made a promise, He won't break it. It's still our responsibility to live in the context of that promise. I'm Dave Wager. Goodbye for now.